not really meeting the queen, but I'm putting on my gloves. So I'll just say a very quick word about what I'm doing with my hand. this is a glove with a motion sensor attached inside here. It is called a modular musical object developed at IRCAM in Paris. And this is very super, super small. And what I do is I forget that I'm wearing it. And I go to the kitchen, okay, well, maybe I shouldn't get it wet. Anyway, it has the 3D accelerometer and 2D gyroscope. It's like a, you know, Wii remote or something, but it's really much, much more sophisticated. And here I have a circuit board and a battery that's wireless Ethernet on the computers. I mean, I don't need a wire, so. That's what I'm wearing. And the rest of the program, I'll be playing with this. Next piece is called Voyage Apollonian. And it's an interactive graphics, one of the first ones I've tried this year. And the graphics made by NYU professor Ken Perlin. And I follow his blog quite religiously. he's one of those star Oscar-winning computer graphic artists, and I saw that video and said, "Can I use that?" So that's what I'm using. It's a beautiful video. Okay, so the next piece is without the graphics. I named it Canon Elastic because I made it last year when I was a resident at IRCOM, and you know, wonderful engineers and very smart people told me one thing that I could do, and I really liked the idea. But it was very difficult, but musically it was so intriguing that, you know, the canon, right? Like you play something and you repeat the same, the second person repeat the same thing, and you go like that. So I discovered that with the technology, with this, I can actually change what I just played from what I'm playing right now. So in a way, I can change my past from the present, and I really like the idea. So made too many mistakes in my life. So here is the Canon Elastic.
Thank you.
Okay, so the last piece is the Harvest Works Commission Eigenspace. I named the piece from actually very technical reasons at first. Nicola and I were working this past summer, and we've been talking about bowing motion, the hand of my bow motion that translates to a musical expression. I always say that if instrumentalist's bowing motion itself is the expression, it's so easy for engineers, because you know, if you move big and then it's a big, and you know, if you move slow, soft, but it's not that simple. And I always think of a German, old German conductor. I don't know if anybody know Carl Böhm. You know, when I was little, I watched his black and white old man like this perched on a thing, and he goes like, and the entire Berlin Philharmonic, like that. And I always thought as a child, how does he do that? You know, he just. And the years later, I went to Tanglewood as a student, and some hotshot conductor, Yang Zheng, comes on and go wham, and you know, we're so tired. Like, you know. So if this kind of motion and this can do the same thing, what is it? Is motion really? So I've been Nicola and I've been thinking about it a lot. And one of the things that we're trying to work on is the motions between the strokes, because strokes mean, I mean, the bow, you know, bowing motion. Because when a string player really plays something, you're making a functional movement to actually generate the sound. So that is not the same as what you're intending. And in fact, it's the moment before and after you do that stroke has more expressive information, because nobody goes like, you know, you go like that. So how about measuring this part? You know, that kind of thing. So he said, oh, you know, we use something called the eigenvalue, and I'm mathematics like so bad. So I said, okay, well, that sounds cool. So I thought, okay, so eigenvalue, eigenspace then, how is that? So we started like that, but then, of course, it means your own space. So anyway, so you can put it anything that your own. Thank you.